45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's frightening to us.
The Lone Star State getting no break from heavy rainfall, flooding, swamping much of Texas from Dallas down to San Antonio and Corpus Christi. National Weather Service saying the Brazos River southwest of Houston crested yesterday at nearly 54 feet. These Texas moms worried about their children staying safe during the floods.
Let my kids be safe.
She just looks at the water and says, Mama.
Very scary watching the water just rise so fast. I mean, it came up so fast. I couldn't believe it.
Rounds of storms expected to dump more rain today and tomorrow, possibly into the weekend. Egypt says a French Navy ship has picked up signals believed to be from black boxes from the Egypt Air jetliner that crashed into the Mediterranean nearly 2 weeks ago. Egypt Air Flight 804 going down about 180 miles north of the Egyptian city of Alexandria with 66 passengers and crew on board. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Republican Senate Majority Leader takes a look at the race for the White House, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports on some of his thoughts.
You have two nominees here who we know for sure are very unpopular.
And with that in mind, Senator Mitch McConnell says the next president can't expect to have Congress on their side.
So I think neither one of them can count on a kind of Barack Obama 2008 landslide in which your party sweeps the House and the Senate.
McConnell telling Fox News that many Republicans in Congress who are up for election this year are very popular with their constituents.
We do have a lot of exposure, as you pointed out, 24 members up and only 10 Democrats, but they're very popular incumbents, people like Kelly Ayotte and Pat Toomey and Rob Portman and others.
Chris Barnes reporting a lot of people online angry with the parents of that little boy who fell into a gorilla enclosure. The Cincinnati Zoo had to shoot a 17-year-old silverback gorilla Saturday after the little boy fell into its habitat. Tweets from angry animal lovers blaming the parents, many going as far as to suggest shooting them, not the gorilla. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
A new report shows a significant rise in slavery around the world. USA Radio's Jason Wirt reports.
The 2016 Global Slavery Index has been released and is showing a 28% rise in the number of slaves around the world. Andrew Forrest, the founder of the anti-slavery group Walk Free, says one country is unknowingly a major supporter of slavery.
America inadvertently funds slavery all over the world just because there are people who keep slavery hidden. So innocent Americans and innocent American companies buy goods made by modern-day slaves.
Forrest said the best thing anyone can do is ask where items they're buying from overseas are made to make sure it's not from a nation that uses slave labor.
General Mills recalls about 10 million pounds of flour because of an E. coli outbreak. Company says the bacteria hasn't been found in any of its Gold Medal, Wondra, or Signature Kitchen flour, but it's issuing a voluntary recall out of an abundance of caution. The move is connected to an E. coli outbreak that sickened 38 people in 20 states. Looks like air pollution can lead to blood pressure problems. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has details.
Yes, it turns out that living in an area with air pollution can be bad for your blood pressure. A string of more than 15 studies have determined a link between smog and high blood pressure, and just a few days of exposure to dirty air can lead to spikes in your blood pressure, as well as an increase in hospital visits. In the long term, those living in areas with high air pollution can expect to have chronically high blood pressure. I'm Anthony Lucero.
This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 83 degrees, humidity is at 40%, and visibility is at 9 miles. Today is mostly sunny with a high near 85, so a few more degrees warmer. And there's a wind coming from the east around 7 miles an hour. Tonight will be patchy fog, mainly after 3 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy, with a low around 56. Thursday, areas of fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be high near 76. And Thursday night, a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m. Friday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms are also possible after 9 a.m., and it will be cloudy with a high near 75. Chance of precipitation on Friday is 50%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch expected. Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And then some showers again likely on Sunday. It is currently at 12:07.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And the topic that I picked today is effective communication. Now, I picked that topic because I teach effective communication when I work with couples and also just sometimes individuals who are struggling with communication. But I also picked the topic because it is a National Effective Communication Month. Sometimes it's interesting. You go online and you find out these different things that we have as national this month or that month, national something or other week, national something day. And there's so many of them, it's not even funny. However, finding out that this was National Effective Communication Month, I thought it would be a good idea to start the month with talking about effective communication. Now, communicating is paramount to human interaction. If we are not communicating in some way, we are isolating. And no, I'm not saying that necessarily isolating is a bad thing. Sometimes we need to isolate or have downtime or quiet time. But part of the human condition, and I think in any kind of anything that's living, there is a form of communication. We watch birds communicate, squirrels. I've got squirrels in my backyard. They are communicating. We know that our cats, our dogs, our horses, our pets communicate, fish communicate, dolphins communicate. We know that this is a natural part of any living creature. And I'm going to even say plants. Plants communicate. Of course they communicate. So that one plant, you know, right now it's end of spring. We have all of this pollen. The pollen has to find the similar plants to pollinate. It is a form of communication. All right. I sound a little out there. I agree. However, communication is the most important thing that we have. It helps us get our needs met, get our wants met, sustain our life, support other people, create community, create families. It's paramount. And yet oftentimes we are not taught how to communicate effectively. We think communication basically is about talking. And so that's what we do. We talk and we talk and we talk and we talk and we talk. And we don't listen. An important part of communication is listening. Another thing that's very important about communication is something called empathy. We're not very good at that. And validating. We're also not very good at that. And thinking. We're really not very good at that. So I'm going to share with you some rules around communication and also some other things about effective communication. So when I have a couple come into my office, generally speaking, I say, okay, so what brings you here? And I hear, you know, well, he doesn't listen, she doesn't listen. We're always yelling at each other. I say, okay, first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the rules and how to communicate. And I break out the rules for communication. There are six basic steps. First, which we all know, is speaking. However, use the word I when speaking with feeling words. Feeling words? What are those? Well, we have four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. Good is a judgment. Bad is a judgment. Okay is a check mark. Upset can mean many things. Fine. Well, I can't give you the description of fine on the air. However, I statements. Take a moment and think about how you feel and how you want to state your sentence before you speak. That means I need to think. I statements mean that I am responsible for my feelings, my thoughts, my opinions, and my judgments. I am responsible for how I feel. I am responsible for the words I choose. I am responsible for the attitude in which I deliver my statement. I am responsible. Okay? Really important about communication. Not you made me. I feel. I feel claims the feeling as mine. It's my feeling. It's based on my life experience. It's based on my belief system about the world around me. Here's an example. I felt pleased yesterday because I was able to plant more flowers in my garden. Or, I felt frustrated this morning when a truck pulled out in front of me. I felt angry when the truck did not use its blinker when it went to turn, because I think everyone should use their blinker. Okay, so we're talking about how I feel, talking about when I had the feeling, talk about what caused the feeling, attached to it is some of my beliefs. Okay, I believe people should use their blinker. Okay, my belief system. So making those I statements are really important. I feel frustrated when you come home and don't let me know that you're going to be late, because I worry about you. I'm concerned. You're half an hour late. I'm concerned because I think that for me, it's important that I hear from you. Okay. Not you make me so angry when you show up a half an hour late and you don't call. I'm putting all the blame of how I'm feeling on you. And we'll get to that a little bit more. The next thing that's really important is listening. So, generally speaking, when we communicate, we do have someone that we're communicating with, or to, hopefully with. And the listener is quiet, paying attention, looking directly at the person speaking, and thinks about what's being said. The listener doesn't come up with a response in their head. Their brain is quiet. You are just listening. Now, I know there within families and relationships, oftentimes one person will be in the kitchen, the other person will be in the bedroom, and we do this as human beings. I had no idea. I do it within my own marriage. I have no idea. My husband's telling me something. I have no idea what he's talking about. And so I have to go and I have to say, wait a minute, I didn't hear you. Can you please repeat that? Because you've got your head in the closet and I've got the water running in the kitchen sink. And I heard your voice, but I have no idea what you said. And I do the same thing. You know, it's part of it is our kind of our human nature. We just get stuck on something. The other day I was gardening and I said something to him as I was walking away and watering. And he said, you know, you just turned away and walked away from me and said something. And I have no idea what you said. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I did that. So listening is part of it. But speaking directly to the person that you're speaking with, okay, you know, making sure you've got eye contact and that the person is in the realm of hearing is very positive. So the listener does have a task. And the listener's task is to repeat what's being said by the speaker. Now, this may happen several times while the speaker is conveying their experience, which oftentimes, when I have couples in my office, someone will give paragraphs, chapters of communication, and the other person is sitting and listening. My job as the communication facilitator at that point will say, okay, you need to stop and give the other person an opportunity to reflect back what they're hearing. You're giving them too much information. You need to make sure that the listener has the opportunity to reflect back. So, reflecting back means repeating what's been said. You have to remember to validate and to show empathy. Now, empathy is an interesting tool. And I call it a tool. It's a good communication tool. Because what it does is it provides the speaker with the knowledge that you are hearing them, that you are working at seeing from their perspective, that you can identify their feeling, and that you can confirm that that feeling is true for them. Okay. So it sounds something like this. Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that a truck pulled out in front of you this morning, and then a little bit later on didn't use their blinker, and you felt really angry and frustrated. Is that correct? Okay. Is that correct? Very important to say, is that correct? I want to make sure that I heard what you had to say. And then I ask, are you finished? Because instead of giving paragraphs and chapters and volumes, I'm giving you short little snippets of my experience. I'm stopping and giving you the ability to reflect back. You ask me if I'm finished, I might say no, I'm not finished yet. Because, you know, I was really feeling angry because there was not a single car behind me when that truck pulled out in front of me. And I felt really scared that he was going to hit me. I had to slam on my brakes, okay? I'm kind of having this the listener would say, okay, so what I'm hearing you say is you were frightened when that truck pulled out in front of you. I can understand that. From your perspective, sure, that would be a little scary. So am I correct? And yeah, that's exactly correct. That's exactly what I said. The listener says, okay, are you finished? And then I would say, yeah, I'm finished. Then step four, because that was only step three, is validating. Remember that validating is not agreeing. Validating is saying, I can see how you would see it that way. There's the empathy. This is your perspective. I can see that it might make sense for you. I can understand that. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. We may have just had a little glitch. We're having a little electricity issue. So the computer blocked off. And things look like they're rebooting. Okay, I think we're good. Anyway, validating is important because I understand for you. This is your perspective. I may not agree with it at all. I don't have to agree with your perspective. As a matter of fact, I have a completely different perspective. I'm going to ask you, however, would it be okay for me to respond now? I'd like to respond. And so the speaker says, yes, well, I'm finished, and yes, respond. I know this is a different way of communicating. So now I'm going to think about it. I'm now the listener, and I'm going to think about what was said. And if a response is needed, how I might want to respond. And I respond with an I statement. I respond by saying, I can see how you might feel really frustrated when a truck pulls out in front of you and then makes a sharp left without using a blinker. I would feel frustrated too. See, I say an I statement. Or I might say, I think for me, I would have gone into a rage. And I would have, you know, laid on my horn, and I would have done other things. I'm talking about what I would have done, because I know I would have just lost it. I would have been so angry at somebody doing that to me. Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that you would have gone in a rage. Is that correct? Yeah, that's correct. Okay, so that's how it works. you have to remember that a response is based on the statement of the speaker, and that it's important to think about some words not to use, such as you, in terms of you made me, or you should, ought, never, and always. Those words do not promote effective communication. They cause what I'm going to say is roadblocks. The you message. We use it all the time. We've been taught how to communicate that way. You stop that. You shouldn't do that. Don't you ever. If you don't stop that, then why don't you do this? You're bad. You're acting like a baby. You just want attention. You always do this. You should know better. You don't get this done. You don't get that done. You always do this. You always do that. You never do this. You never do that. What happens when we speak to each other that way? It's not effective because it causes roadblocks. People resist changing when commanded and threatened. People turn off when you're being preached at, lectured. We turn off. I don't want to hear what you have to say. You messages communicate, I don't trust you to find a way to help. You messages deny people a chance to initiate behavior out of consideration for your needs. You statements prevent people from offering change. I statements give people the opportunity to change. I feel really sad when you don't call me to say you're going to be late from home. I feel really afraid that something might have happened. I feel concerned. I get anxious. I worry. These messages give the other person the opportunity to say, wow, you know what? You're important to me, and I don't want you to have those feelings, so I'll make sure that I call if I know I'm going to be more than 15 minutes late. Because I hear that you're saying, this is your perspective. You get concerned, you get worried, you have an expectation of what time I'm going to be home, and I don't follow through on that, and you get worried. I understand that. People feel guilty after being put down with evaluations and name-calling. Critical blaming messages reduce people's self-esteem. Well, this is true to some extent. If I have really good self-esteem, then some of those words can just roll off my back. However, I can end up feeling rejected and unloved, because we're not being heard. Therefore, I don't feel like I'm that important to you. You're not taking the time to really listen to what I'm saying. And you messages caused reactive behavior. Which means, well, you always do such and such. Oh, yeah? Well, you never do this and that. Oh, yeah? Okay, that's how we end up in those hideous arguments. So I'm going to, speaking of communication, I am going to take a little break. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I am a licensed professional counselor, and I'm talking today about effective communication as June is National Effective Communication Month. So I will be back shortly after a few commercial breaks.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
morning, Hunnenin. This is Big C coming to you from HunneninChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnenin County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunnenin kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnenin County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunnenin, HunnenInChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, as well as a licensed professional counselor with a private practice here in Flemington. Just want to make a few little announcements that are community-based here in Hunterdon County. On Saturday, we are going to have our third annual Hunterdon County Community Day. It is so Saturday, June 4th from 12 to 6 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds, South County Park, 11207 Route 179 in Ringo's. There'll be food, music, and games, fun for the whole family, pony rides, reptile show, shared events sponsored by the county clerk, tethered balloon rides, and more. So please bring the whole family. Come and enjoy some British Invasion tribute music and pet a reptile. So that sounds kind of exciting. That's this Saturday in Hunterdon County. Also on Friday is the BW Nice Hunterdon County Chapter presents the 5th annual Red Sh- the Red Shoe Luncheon and Fashion Show. So that would be this Friday from 11 to 2 at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. If you are interested in going, you can show up at the door around 10 o'clock for registration. The Hunterdon Hills Playhouse is on Route 173 in Hampton, New Jersey. So this also sounds like a lot of fun. If you are interested, you can just show up again. It's from 11 to 2, and it's a great way to spend a Friday afternoon, especially a wet one. So back to communication skills, as this is National Effective Communication Month. And I talked a little bit about some rules for communication that I work with quite a bit with my clients. I use it myself, both personally and within my practice. And when I say that, oftentimes a client will say something and I want to say, and I do say, okay, so what I'm hearing you say is this particular whatever. And I find that that's really useful, helps to validate, show empathy, and can actually lead the conversation to a deeper level, which is the idea. We want better communication, more effective communication. And I also mentioned roadblocks. So using you statements, okay, when we order or direct or demand, warn or threaten, moralize, preach, giving unsolicited advice, lecture, when we're judging, blaming, criticizing, when we're praising or buttering up, name-calling or ridiculing, okay, again, another little electrical glitch. Okay, I think maybe we're back up, hopefully. Anyway, communication, interrupting, there we go, analyzing, reassuring and sympathizing. Well, wouldn't showing sympathy be a good way to communicate? Actually, no, we are looking for empathy, not sympathy. There is a difference. Oh, you poor thing. Gee, that's really too bad. It's more like empathy. Wow, that must really hurt. That's really frustrating for you. Empathy. So probing, questioning, interrogating, withdrawing, diverting, and distracting. Diverting. Well, let's talk about something else. So what happens when we have these roadblocks? Person stops talking or may become defensive, argumentative, may feel inadequate, resentful or angry, feel unaccepted, feel like they can't trust you, or feel misunderstood, often feel interrupted or cut off and feel frustrated, withdraw. They feel that you're not interested and perceive that you're not listening. Very important, listening. Another thing about communication, which I think is really important, is that we have several styles, I will say, of communication. I'm going to use the word styles, not levels, but styles. And it comes from our personalities. It comes from the way we've learned to communicate. Are we passive, assertive, or aggressive in our communication? So passive, or even passive aggressive. But passive means I fail to come to a point, or I fail to say what I mean, or I hedge around the issue, and I ramble, or I'm apologetic. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you, or I'm sorry, I really wanted to say something else, or I have clients that apologize all the time. Through, you know, it's like the word "I'm sorry" must come up 50 times in an hour. Being quiet is not necessarily being passive if you are listening. Being passive means I let you walk over me. As a matter of fact, generally when someone is passive, the other person tends to be aggressive. And aggressive communicating, again, is judgmental, is subjective. It's my opinion only and your opinion doesn't count. Using lots of you statements, it's disruptive, it's descriptive. It puts people down, it has loaded statements. You can't do anything right. You always do this. You should, you never. It's aggressive. What we are aiming for in effective communication is being assertive. Again, that is using I statements. I statements are non-judgmental. They're objective. I statements with honest feelings, honest descriptions of needs, wants, genuine. It's direct. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. I'm not going to put you down. I am assertive. I might say to you, I need, or I want, or I would like, versus, okay, if that's what you want, I'll do whatever you want. Or, what? Okay. But we also have passive, assertive, and aggressive nonverbal communication. So, in effective communicating, nonverbal communication also plays a huge role. So, if I am a passive person, my eyes may be downcast or averted or teary or pleading. My hands might be fidgety or clammy or twittering. My posture may be stooped or slumped. There may be excessive head nodding, yeah, yeah, or even leaning away. And the voice can be soft and wavering or hesitant, weak and whiny. That's usually indications of someone who is passive versus someone who is aggressive, cold, expressionless, squinting, finger pointing, fist pounding, clenched hands, abrupt movements. Body posture can be rigid, stiff, hands on hips, feet apart. Okay, you get the picture? Also, the voice may sound cold, loud, harsh and shrill, demanding, sarcastic, even deadly quiet. Okay, so I've got this narrow, squinting look. I've got my hands on my hips. I've got my mouth pursed. And my, you know, and I'm quiet. I look like I'm ready to fight. Aggressive, okay? And then we have assertive nonverbal communication, which leads to effective communication. I have direct eye contact. We're going to look eye to eye. Not that you're looking down at the rug. You're making eye contact. I'm not squinting at you or frowning. We're making direct eye contact. It's honest and sincere and open. I look into your eyes, you look into my eyes. I'm relaxed. My motions are expressive. They're not finger pointing and hands and fists and, my hand, pounding on the table. And my posture is relaxed. I'm standing erect or sitting, well-balanced. I'm facing the person looking at me that we're communicating face-to-face. And my voice is relaxed. It might be firm, but it's warm and well-modulated. So it's not demanding and harsh or not hesitant and weak. Nonverbal communication is really important. So I need to look at, for me, my posture, the quality, the tone of my voice, what I'm doing with my hands, what I'm doing with my eyes. This is all part of effective communicating. I want to communicate assertively. I want to be direct in my statements. I want to be honest. I'm going to share with you my feelings, my wants, my needs. Work at being non-judgmental. I'm going to work at showing empathy. Okay, when I am being assertive, I have empathy. So, I may have a need. I need to get lunch. There's a need. I need to get lunch. Your statement is, okay, so what I'm hearing you say is you need to get lunch. Is there more? Yes, I'm feeling hungry. Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is you're feeling hungry. Okay, so I'm listening, and I say, is there more? And I say, no, I'm done. Would you like to respond? Yes, actually, I'm hungry also. I can understand that you'd be hungry. It's lunchtime. It's actually a little after lunchtime. And I will offer a suggestion, okay? Non-judgmental, offer a suggestion. Would you like to go out for lunch? Okay. Versus, well, you know, it's the failure to get to the point. It's passive. Well, you know, it's after 12, and I had breakfast really early. Yeah? What's your point? Well, I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's like after 12. Yeah, and what do you want? You want something? What do you want? What are you telling me? I don't understand. You hear the difference here? We got aggressive and assertive. You know, can't you say what you want? Come on. I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, you're beating around the bush. What is it that you want? Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. I just thought maybe because, you know, it's like, you know, going on 1 o'clock, that maybe we could stop and get lunch. Well, you know, you could just come out and say that. You don't have to do all this whining. It's not very effective on either part. Other aspects of communication that I think are very important. There's a book called Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am, written by John Powell. And in there, he talks about 5 levels of communication that we have. And I think this is a very important thing. Now, all this information I share with clients, especially couples, when they come in, when we talk about how to communicate with each other, we want to enhance the relationship, not tear it down. We want to build it, not destroy it. Communication is the way to achieve that. So, these 5 levels of communication, his first level, he says, is cliche conversation. Hi, how are you? I'm fine. Okay? I'm good. No communication at all. It's just cliche. There's no meaning. I don't get to know anything about you. You don't get to know anything about me. It's superficial. It's non-aggressive. It's non-assertive. It's non-passive. It's just nothingness. Okay, next level 4, is reporting facts. So we're not going to offer anything personal. It's just a fact. It's a nice day, actually, isn't it? It's not that warm. It's currently 77 degrees. It's really kind of nice. Okay, it's a fact. Little conversation, little narrative. Not much. I'm not really telling you anything about myself again. It's just reporting facts. Level 3, I talk about my judgments and my ideas. I'm going to start risking something here. I'm going to tell you something about me. It's about my decisions. However, it's still a lot of censorship. And the censorship is to ensure that you're going to accept my ideas, judgments, and decisions. I'm going to give you the content of my mind. I'm going to watch you carefully. I'm going to test the temperature before I start sharing my feelings. Okay. So they tend to be I think statements. Not I feel, but I think. And oftentimes when I'm working with clients, I say, how do you feel about this particular situation? And they say, well, I think that so-and-so should such and such. And I say, okay, well, that's fine. You just told me how you think. You just gave me your idea or you gave me a judgment. I'm wondering how you feel. Oh, well, I feel that this thing should happen and that thing should happen. And I say, no, I'm still looking for a feeling. You're still giving me, even though you're using the word feeling, I feel that this should happen. I feel that should happen. We're using the word feel as if it was the word think. We're using the word feel as if we're using the word think. Because there's no feeling word. I feel the government should do this. I feel the Pope should do that. I think my boss should this. I think my boss should that. I think my coworker is this. I think my wife is that. I think kids should. Okay? These are all. I feel, you know, this is the thing. I feel political correctness does not provide good levels of communication. That's a thought. That's a judgment. That's an idea. I feel political correctness is damaging our country. I feel political correctness is trying to say that offending other people by the words I use, I feel that that's wrong. These are all judgment statements. You have no idea. You can surmise how I feel. But when we move to level two, and as you could tell, okay, here we are. How are you? Fine. Hey, how's the weather? Weather's pretty good. Nice. It's nice out. It's 77 degrees and it's sunny. It's nice out. Well, you know, I'm talking about communication, effective communication. That's what I'm talking about. And part of effective communication, I think, includes not being too politically correct, because I think that that could be damaging. I feel sad that political correctness is affecting the mental health of our country. I feel angry that we are destroying the First Amendment because I have the right to free speech. You hear the difference? I feel angry about political correctness. I am pleased when my clients say whatever they need to say in my office, because I know this is a judgment, an idea, that it helps them to get better, because they feel free and I want them to feel free, and I choose to create a situation where they are feeling free to say whatever they need to say. I am hopeful that my clients say whatever they need to say in my office, however they need to say it. And I hope, okay, see, I'm giving you a lot of my feelings. I hope that they feel comfortable enough to share anything they need to share. Because what I really want you to know is that I want you to get better. I want us to work on the depression. I feel sad that you're depressed. And peak communication is when we can do that together. So you are sharing how you feel, and I am sharing how I feel, and we do it with empathy, not sympathy. We are sharing our feelings, not our thoughts, not our ideas and judgments, not reporting facts. Peak communication. Effective communication. So I also want to share with you some facts about feelings. And I am very sad and I am very frustrated over the political correctness that we are creating in this country to stifle people's feelings. Because all feelings are a natural part of the human experience. All feelings. There are no feelings which can be classified as good or bad. Anger is not a bad feeling. It's not pleasant. It may be uncomfortable. It is not bad. Sadness is not a bad feeling. It might not be pleasant. It might be uncomfortable. And fear is not a bad feeling. It might be unpleasant or uncomfortable. And feeling happy is not a good feeling. It is just pleasant and comfortable. And the interesting thing about feelings is that we have, as I said, four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. And these four feelings, I like to think of them like a spectrum of tone, volume, so that I might feel, just sort of peaceful today, all the way to ecstatically happy, or I don't know, a little down, a little blue, all the way to deep depression, grieving. Or, I don't know, maybe a little lonely. I'm kind of lonely, all the way to feeling terror and abandonment. Or, you know what? I'm just kind of a little annoyed right now. I'm just a little ticked off. All the way to a rage, maybe even a murderous rage. You know, people say, I don't want to say hate. That's not good. Why? What's wrong with the word hate? Nothing. You're just giving me an indication of the depth and intensity of a particular feeling. It's what we do with our feelings. So good and bad are not feelings. They are judgments. So if I am speaking at level 3, I'm talking about good and bad. If I'm talking at level 4 and 5, I'm telling you how I feel. Communicating feelings as opposed to thoughts, opinions, and judgments is telling someone who we are, what we want, and what we need. It is a path to intimate relationships, especially when we use empathy. It gives the other person an opportunity to meet our needs and wants, because I'm sharing with you how I am feeling. As I had said earlier, I think and I feel that you do not describe feelings, but our thoughts and judgments. And using I feel or I felt statements with words such as mad, glad, sad, and afraid allows us to take ownership and responsibility for our feelings. I mean it belongs to me. It's my feeling. I feel angry, frustrated, annoyed, sad over political correctness. Tells you a little bit about who I am. No one can create our feelings or cause us to feel a certain way. This is why political correctness doesn't work for me. Situations and relationships may trigger feelings we already have, which are established in our belief system and in the way we perceive the world. So if I take offense, okay, if I take offense over the fact that you use the word pregnancy, because I've never been pregnant, okay, and now I feel hurt and I feel upset, that's because I have an opinion about things that I think should have happened in my life. You haven't caused any kind of feeling. If I am married and my spouse has an affair and I am angry and I am crushed and I am hurt and I am jealous and I am wounded because I have a belief system that says we are married and that my spouse should not step out on me. My spouse should not have an affair. My spouse should be dedicated to our marriage and dedicated to me. Some people have a different belief system. Some people say, you know what? I'm okay with an open marriage. I think that having affairs with other people actually helps our marriage. So the one person might go, well, the other person's crazy. Well, I think you're crazy. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Now that becomes ineffective communication. I may not agree with you. I have the right to not agree. I have the right to disagree. However, from your perspective, you're saying it works for you. It doesn't work for me, but it works for you, and that's okay. We can have conversation, effective conversation. Keep in mind that feelings are a common denominator in all humanness. All people do not see things the same way or respond the same way or have the same experience. However, all people